coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. Standardbred Canada is having elections for directorships. These are trying times in our industry, as you well know, and we could sure use more than a few good men and women. So if you're thinking about running for the position, don't think, just do it. We'll talk to Standardbred Canada Director Jackson Whittock about what the job entails and why anyone would want to be a director in the first place. That and more on Trot Radio. But first, out of the gate, and I'm keeping it low-key because, well, this is a sad week for racing. The Grey Gladiator, Admiral's Express, had to be euthanized this past week after suffering an injury to his leg. If ever a harness horse had a fan club, it was the Admiral. I can't count the number of times he and driver Paul McDonnell would have the lead at the head of the long Mohawk stretch after putting up some grueling fractions, and you would think, well, the old boy's done for the night. But no, the Grey Gladiator would bear down and win the day. The Admiral was the working man's hero. Not pretty, kind of coarse-looking, but fast, and above all, he had a giant heart. And that work ethic of his is so much a part of the character of harness racing. It's what separates our breed and its culture from a lot of others. Rest well, Admiral. Jackson Whittock is a director with Standardbred Canada, does a fantastic job, and he's here to talk to us about the upcoming elections for directorships. Jackson, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's good to have you with us. A lot of people might be thinking, yeah, I want to be a director, but I have no time, you know, or it's too much work, or whatever the case may be. Maybe you can tell our listeners exactly what a director does.
Sure, I will. There's four regions across Canada, that being the Western region, which is BC to Manitoba inclusive, Ontario, Quebec, and then the Maritimes. And there's then the different categories. There's active members, which are usually your trainer, driver, owners. There's breeder members, and then there's track representation. So really, it's a culmination of those. There's 28 directors across the country for Standardbred Canada. We meet four times a year. We've made some changes to our governance model as well. I want to think in the future that's probably going to be two face-to-face meetings as well as two conference calls if things go right. And it really is it's a chance for people to give back to the industry that they love and to possibly make changes they'd like to see come in. So that was the way I started anyway. This industry's been awesome to me, and I wanted to give back, and I think this is a chance for people that are interested, especially in changing times. There's a lot of stuff going on, and the industry needs a lot of stuff going on, and I hope people will consider running.
Well, this is one of the most trying times we've got in the industry. Obviously, we're facing a make-or-break situation. What kind of requirements are there to being a director, or better yet, what would Standardbred Canada like to see in a director?
Well, I think there probably at one time was more horse people, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, but trainer drivers in the old days and probably on the different committees of OHA and in the past. And now we're starting to find that maybe more of the owners are getting involved. They've got real-world experience, I call it, a lot of negotiations, a lot of contracts, a lot of everything is really world-related now, and I think that if we can get some of those people on board, as well as the trainer drivers, as well as the track reps, it's a nice mix. So that's what I'm hoping for the future.
Yeah, and you talked about real-world experience. So many owners now in our game have business experience, and with the new business models that Standardbred Canada is trying to adopt, and I speak specifically, of course, about the development or redevelopment plan, it's very important and very desirable, I would think, to want those kind of individuals.
And it sure is, and it has helped me in the past, and a couple of the directors have really helped me. I keep saying that I'm a racing person. I can help classify a horse as a race secretary and stuff, but I haven't had experience out in the real world too much per se, so I really leaned on a few of those real world type directors when we were negotiating with our new CEO or different things like that. It's really nice to have somebody at the table at your beck and call that'll give you a hand, and I certainly appreciate it.
When the new directors assume their roles, those who are new, those who are coming back, doesn't matter. When things get going, what would be the two or three biggest issues that are going to have to be addressed job one?
Well, I in the last 2 years, and I might write my article every month in the Trot magazine, I still try to stress that we have to get rid of all of our hats when we go into a meeting and the 28 directors, and we're there for the passion and the love of the industry, or we wouldn't even be asked to be in that room. So we're not track directors, we're not active directors, and we're not breeder directors. We're all there for the best of the industry, and I think that's the number one thing. I think in the last couple of years, our directors are coming around in that direction, and I think that has to continue. Is we have a very tough sport to sell right now. Again, I use the real world term, but I'm not sure the real world cares about horse racing a whole lot. We certainly do in our own minds. We think it's the greatest thing, yeah. And it is. But we have to get out there, and again, another thing I try and stress is horse racing doesn't owe us a living. Mm. It's a privilege, and we should be part of it, and it is a great living, but the world doesn't have to just have a handout and give us a living. So I hope everybody can start being open-minded to that and do what's best for the industry.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more when you speak in terms of how good the game has been to us and how it may not owe us a living, but we do have an obligation to put something back. I mean, I haven't had a real job in the 5 years I've been at Rito.
I agree. I've been in the industry 35 years, and if somebody says, have you worked a day in your life, I haven't. There's certainly better days than others, but I have no trouble getting up in the morning and wanting to go to work. So if there's a lot of people, and there are a lot of people, I always beckon back to the grooms. I mean, you go and look at their faces when they're standing beside their horse in the paddock, and they're making minimal money, and there is so much synergy and thought between them and the horse that we owe it to them, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. To me, the groom is the first line of defense against soreness, illness, you name it. For a horse, because he's the first, or she is the first one to see the individual. Now, more specific business. I think that Standardbred Canada has a big role to play in what happens in our industry over the next few years, and the industry could use the feedback of the very bright men and women who are involved in this game as directors as well of Standardbred Canada. Jackson Whitup, I appreciate your input. When do the elections take place?
The electoral elections will be in December. Nominations close on Monday, so I hope people, the whole process is on the Standardbred Canada webpage, and it starts on Monday with nominations, and then they'll walk you through it from there. So there's an awful lot, as you probably know, there's a lot of us directors that you can only serve three-year terms. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us are coming up on the 9 years, so there was going to be a big change anyway, withstanding the people that may not run again on their own accord. So there's a lot of change coming, and hopefully some exciting times in the future of Standardbred Canada.
We certainly hope so. Jackson Whitup, you're a good friend of this program, and always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks, Norm. Anytime.